good to go.
All right, Unuku, everyone. Tungatsugitsi to the City of Kalui Council Meeting Number 15 on this August 13th here. Thank you to our interpreters. We've got Andrew and Lisa this evening. And thank you to our colleagues calling in as well. We will start this meeting with a moment of silence. Thank you. The first item on the agenda this evening is the adoption of the agenda. We do have a few amendments. Under Section 3, delegations, we have Joanna Siakumulik speaking to regarding derelict cars around the city. Under New Business 9A, the presenter will change to Acting CAO Rob Mugford. And we are going to remove Section 12 in camera. So with all that being said, is there a mover for the adoption of the agenda? Councillor Gugark moves. And a seconder. Anyone want to second the agenda this evening?
I'll second.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Councillor Shepherd seconds. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, I will call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous in-house and online?
In favor.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd.
Yeah.
And thank you, Councillor Stevenson. Unfortunately, Mayor was not able to attend the meeting tonight, so I am your chair this evening. Do the best I can to fill some big shoes. We'll move right along to minutes. So we have three sets of minutes this evening. The first set is the Planning and Development Committee of the Whole Meeting Number 6, minutes from July 16th. So a mover on the minutes. Councillor Glucock moves. Councillor Nuttak seconds. Thank you, Councillor Nuttak. Any comments or questions to the minutes? Seeing none, all in favor?
In favor.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Shepherd and Councillor Stevenson.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Unanimous. Thank you. To the next set of minutes, public hearing number 4 from July 23rd, 2024. Need a mover. Councillor Lucard, the seconder. Councillor Nuttak, thank you. All in favor? Unanimous in-house and online.
In favor.
Thank you, everybody. Unanimous. And last set of minutes from City Council Meeting Number 14 from July 23rd. Once again, looking for a mover. Councillor Lucark moves. Councillor Nuttak seconds. Any comments or questions to those minutes? Seeing none, I will call for a vote. All in favor. Unanimous in-house.
In favor.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. And Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Excellent. Thank you, everybody. Unanimous. We'll move to item number 2, declaration of interest. Does anyone have any interest to declare this evening?
Councillor Stevenson does.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Stevenson, for a wish item.
Item 7B3 and 7B4.
Okay, thank you very much. We will actually lose quorum because of that for those items, so I propose we, I guess when we get there, we can just defer them to the next meeting. So thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much, Councillor Stevenson. We will move on to delegations. So our first delegation this evening is Staff Sergeant Daryl Gill presenting the Iqaluit RCMP Detachment Monthly Report. So go ahead when you're ready.
Thank you and good evening. I'm presenting the reports for May and June, and you'll have to forgive me, I'm just getting back from vacation, so just getting caught up here myself. I'll just go over the stats. So for May, we had total calls for service were 960, calls involving alcohol 556, 236 prisoners. Four community engagement initiatives, domestic assault files, 10, quantity of liquor seized, approximately 25 liters, quantity of drugs seized, 15.5 grams, assaults, investigations, 83, sexual assaults, victim over 16, 8, sex assault victims under 16, 6, theft 17, impaired operation 9, mischief 271, disturbing peace 147, other criminal code 80, controlled drugs and substances act 2, Nunavut liquor act 91, other statutes 15, motor vehicle collisions 5, Motor Vehicle Act offenses, 7, No Cannabis Act, 1 suicide, mental health calls, is 48, and other calls for duty, 224. So that's it for May. I'll jump right into June. So calls for service, 939, calls involving alcohol, 501, 225 prisoners, community engagement initiatives, 4, domestic assault files 5, firearms related calls 4, quantity of liquor seized 9, 60 ounces, 1, 13 ounce, 226 cans of beer, and 3 other alcohol cans. No drugs seized that month. Assaults 89. Sex assaults, victim over 16, sorry, 2, sex assault, victim under 16, 6, theft, 28, impaired operation, 6, mischief, 250, calls for service, disturbing the peace, 147, other criminal code, 96, controlled drugs and substances act, 2, Nunavut Liquor Act 65, other territory stats 9, motor vehicle collisions 3, motor vehicle act offenses 8, no suicides, no cannabis act, mental health act 46, and other calls for service 182. And that's it. If there's any questions, try to answer them.
Thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions for Staff Sergeant Gill at this time? Seeing none, thank you very much, and thank you to all the work you're doing around town as usual.
Thank you.
Okay, I would like to welcome our second delegation up to the seat there. We have Joannes Diakumulik with all his wisdom back in chambers. So nice to see you back. I think you know the drill, sir, so. Just press the button on the right when you're ready.
Good evening. I just want to say, Your Worship, good evening, and thank you to the council members and all the staff. It's a beautiful summer, and it's really nice out the last little while. My name is Joanesi Akumalik. I've been a long-time resident here at in the capital city of Nunavut. I can say to you that my young family grew up here and we are all settled here. I'm here this evening to say my piece and concerns about the derelict cars in the city. And I'm also want to request the city of Iqaluit and the council to hear me to immediately start dumping derelict cars and have a program. The derelict cars in Iqaluit are unsafe in this community, especially young people, the teenagers, and particularly for the homeless. And as you know, it's unsightly to see in the city, especially being a capital here in Nunavut. We all can agree derelict cars, abandoned cars are unsightly for everyone and belong to a proper disposable area. I have a vehicle to get rid of, but I do not have money to get it to the dump. I'm selling it for parts. It costs too much. If I was going to take it to the dump, it would cost about, well, it costs too much. Back a while back, it was $50, and it's a long time ago now. And I know that if it was $50, we could probably take it to the dump. I'm aware the city and the staff are working on a strategy to deal with the derelict cars. But to think about those of us living in Iqaluit, the residents, would it be possible that the city could provide us input on the proposed strategy, perhaps a talk show, and even through social media like Facebook, so that the community residents could have an opportunity to share their views about it? So these public events, posters, so that it would be participation in the strategy. If I'm correct, the last consolidated fees and charges bylaw amendment, it's number 9559946, lists the following charges, costs for disposable costs, the tipping fees, and those are the fees that are set up. If I made an error, I believe the following charges are as follows: $575 for like the car or the truck if we want to dispose of it to the city dump, and any electrical in the car would be $50, the battery would be $40, the oil tank is $275, the tires are $35 each. If there's four tires, that totals $140. So to dispose of a vehicle to the dump, the total charges would be $1,080. I'm not talking about Skidoo, and we know that the costs are $225 if you're going to remove your old snowmobile to the dump. I'm requesting that the city please remove all the costs so that it will become easier for residents, even the council, especially businesses, so that there'll be a ease period for like a 3-year term. If you remove the tipping fees from this bylaw for 3 years, This is my thinking, so that it will give time for residents, the businesses, and the city to clean up the derelict cars. It would be a lot easier for everyone to do that. I think it would give us a chance to definitely clean up our community, our city. I could say this, the young people and teenagers, homeless, even kids of all ages are getting to these old cars, even during the winter months. And there might be one behind your house, or even on the side, or even in the front of your home. And sometimes these are being vandalized. I know I can recall that the city had a program one time, and that some of you may remember that, where there was an opportunity to get rid of old cars, and the public works staff went house to house for those who had the chance to collect the derelict cars, and they were marked for dumping. And they were colored up with spray paint, and it gave an opportunity for the public works and the people to work together to gather up the old cars. And it worked. And this should happen again. And we know that some residents are also taking old cars to the Inuit-owned land beach or some other parts of the city where it's hidden, and they're getting rid of them like for a free disposal. And they're taking them to the hill, private parking places, or even like the chat room area. As you know, the parking space there by the chart room and a little bit further away, there were people just leaving the derelict cars there. And there's probably other areas where old cars, I don't know. I'm asking the city and the council to immediately remove all derelict cars. Even if there could be a set aside time period where one every day during the summer months, I know that the city has other priorities. And there's a lot of construction that's going on, but we need to be responsible. We need safety in our community. We need safe people for them to be safe, rather. And so I know that the short-term strategy, if there can be one, 90% of the derelict cars could be rid of this year. There could be that opportunity to get it done right away. The action could take place. I'd like to say one more thing. I also want to mention, if the city does the city know that there's an unsightly land bylaw number 714, and the bylaw is accountable to everyone in the city to ensure that there's a cleanup order, and under this bylaw,
or materials including in our product vehicles.
And so they need to ensure that this bylaw is utilized, and we need to think about that. My time is up, and I want to thank the council and the staff for this opportunity. I know Casey is here, and he's also seen derelict cars, and he supports my message tonight. I wanted to share that with you, to the council, because it's getting kind of tiring to see old derelict cars. I'm going to end it there for now. May you have a good evening. But anytime anybody wants to present, it would be good to allow that opportunity. I had to really make an effort to come up with this. And because especially when there's a strategy in place, sometimes it's difficult to even try to come and share our views. I know there are many issues to deal with, but all in there, I want to say thank you. And I wanted to mention that. Let's have a good evening.
Kinemik, Mr. Akumulik, your presentation could not be more timely. We do, I think you'll be pleased with item 9C this evening, where we do have an RFD dealing with exactly this thing to address. So I think we'll have I'll have some comments when that we get to that item. Okay, we will move along into item 5, statements. Does anyone have any statements to make this evening? Councillor Nutduck, go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. And I want to say thank you to Juanasi. And I also want to comment in our city. And there's no play spaces and not enough play spaces. And sometimes these spaces are required. And I also wanted to acknowledge the person who was talking about the problems with the dust, and thank you for his comments. And also, I recognize and acknowledge that his concern is valid, and just wanted to assure him that we do, as a council, are concerned about these matters. And right now, as time is shifting from non-development to development, we have to be patient as a community that dust will be inevitable at this time, especially with a lot of traffic, because there's a lot of construction going on. So I just want to ensure that the community residents to have patience at this time. But perhaps there needs to be a study as to how we can also look further into the idea of what the next steps are for the idea that had been mentioned, that he commented on from years past. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Nutduck. Are there any other statements this evening before we move into bylaws? Okay, not seeing any. We will scoot along to item 7, bylaws, first reading. So we have the first reading of bylaw number 995, land acquisition bylaw for lot 5, block 7, plan 2871. There are no questions or comments on first reading, so just looking for a motion. Councillor Lukart moves.
I'll second.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Once again, no comments or questions, so all in favor? Unanimous in-house?
In favor.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd and Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you very much. On to first reading for bylaw number 996, land disposal bylaw for lot 5, block 7, plan 2871. So, once again, there's no questions or comments. So, Councillor Glukak moves. For a seconder, Councillor Nutduck seconds. All in favor? Unanimous in house?
In favor.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd and Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Unanimous. Thank you very much. on to the second reading of bylaws this evening. So we have bylaw number 995, land acquisition bylaw for lot 5, block 7, plan 2871. Any comments or questions on this bylaw? Seeing none. Would anyone like to make a motion? Councillor Gugark moves. I'm putting that hand to work tonight. Councillor Nutdeck seconds. Thank you. All in favor? Unanimous in-house and online. Councillor Stevenson, Councillor Shepherd.
In favor.
Thank you. And to the next item, the second reading of bylaw number 996, land disposal bylaw for lot 5, block 7, plan 2871. So once again, any comments or questions? Seeing none, is there a motion? Councillor Lukar moves. Seconder, Councillor Natak, thank you. And all in favor? Unanimous in-house.
Okay.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. And Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Awesome. Unanimous. Thank you. So we do not have quorum for items 7B, 3 and 4, so we'll just defer those items. No need for a motion. And we'll move on to the third reading of bylaws. So for the third reading, item 1, we have bylaw number 990, land acquisition bylaw for lot 9, block 46, provisional plan 4876 and road R130, provisional plan 4876. So once again, there's no questions on third reading, so just looking for a motion. Councillor Nutdeck moves. Councillor Gluckrack seconds. All in favor? Unanimous in-house. Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. And Councillor Stevenson. Thank you very much. Item 7C2, bylaw number 991, land disposal bylaw for lot 9, block 46, provisional plan 4876. So once again, there's no questions or comments on the third reading, so just looking for a mover. Councillor Gukak and seconded by Councillor Nutdeck. All in favor? Unanimous in-house.
In favor.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. And Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Excellent. This is a longer one. I'm not going to read out the whole thing, but for the third reading of bylaw number 963, amendment to the general plan, bylaw number 898. Once again, no questions or comments on third reading, so just a mover. Thank you. Councillor Lukak moves. Councillor Nutdeck seconds. All in favor? Unanimous in-house and online.
In favor.
Kianamik. And Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you very much. And last one. Bylaw number 964, amendment to the zoning bylaw number 899. So once again, no questions or comments. So Councillor Gluckart moves. Councillor Nutdeck seconds. All in favor. Unanimous in-house. Thank you. And online.
In favor.
Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Unanimous. Thank you, everybody. Got no old business this evening, so we can move right along to new business. 9A, request for decision, memorandum of understanding with the Adirondack Ski and Adventure Club. So that will be Matthew presenting.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Matthew.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith, and thank you, Council. So this is just coming back from the Planning and Development Committee on June 18th, where it was asked that staff revise some of the wording of the Memorandum of Understanding with NERIX Ski and Adventure Club. So as requested, we revised the language in Clauses 5 and 6. In Clause 5, we removed strong from the clause just to address the concern of council. And Clause 6 was modified by removing the condition that the relocation of the ski club would depend on the disposal. So now it just directly states that the ski club agrees to relocate their operations to the newly identified parcel within 18 months following the issuance of their temporary land use permit, which has not been issued. The temporary land use permit has not been issued and will only be issued upon execution of this memorandum of understanding. Furthermore, the city staff met with the ski club to discuss some of the items that were brought, some of the points and concerns that were brought forward by this council, by committee, including unwelcoming behavior towards users of the of both the ski area in the wintertime and just the general area around this the ski facility. Such as towards dog walkers, and they apologized. They're working to address that behavior. And secondly, they've already started working on some of these actions within the MOU, and they're looking forward to the partnership. So the options are to either approve and execute the attached MOU, which is the recommended option, or to refer back to staff for further analysis. Option three would to not approve the MOU. Staff are recommending that council approve and execute the attached memorandum of understanding with NERIX Ski and Adventure Club. Thank you.
Can I make Matthew? I think with that power buzz, we lost Councillor Shepherd there, so I'm just going to give him a moment to try and get back online, because otherwise we've lost quorum. So. Just going to take a moment here. Maybe we'll take a few minute break. Apparently, just got word from Councillor Shepherd. His modem's rebooting, so he'll be able to join shortly. So we'll take a little break. We'll keep waiting. Welcome back, Councillor Shepherd. All right, so we'll get back to it. So we're just on item 9A, MOU with the Ski and Adventure Club. Where are we? Oh, so staff recommend that we approve and execute the attached MOU with the Ski and Adventure Club. So if anyone would like to, or does anyone have any questions? Wow, I got thrown off my groove there. By that. Sorry, guys. Does anyone have any questions or comments for this this request for decision? Not seeing any. Would anyone like to make a motion for the MOU? Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Councillor Legarque seconds. Thank you very much. Once again, any comments or questions on this item? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous in-house and online.
In favor.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd and Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Okay, unanimous all around. Thank you very much. We'll move on to item 9B, which is request for decision, the Baffin Regional Chamber of Commerce Nunavut Trade Show 2024 sponsorship. And that will be our acting CAO, Rod, presenting.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. The request for decision tonight before Council is in relation to the Baffin Regional Chamber of Commerce Nunavut Trade Show sponsorship. The Baffin Regional Chamber of Commerce has encouraged the City of Iqaluit to become a platinum sponsor for the upcoming Nunavut Trade Show. Options that are available tonight are option one, provide sponsorship consisting of an in-kind contribution of a fee waive for the AWG complex, plus support staff through Public Works, Recreation, Economic Development to assist with setup, takedown, and additional garbage collection from the AWG daily, and as well recruiting participants for the community booth, which totals $6,582.24 collectively in in-kind expenses. Option two is to provide sponsorship for in-kind donation of AWG space and staff resources outlined in option one, plus $3,417.76 to total $10,000. Or option three, provide $10,000 sponsorship at a platinum level, as well as in-kind contribution of fee waiver for AWG complex, youth center, public works, recreation, economic development staff to assist with the setup, takedown, and additional garbage collection from the AWG daily. The benefits are outlined. I won't run through those just for expediting in relation to the RFD. Disadvantages, ensuring staff resources are available, provide the proper dedication to the event with either of the options. Staff is recommending council proceed with option three, which includes a $10,000 sponsorship and in-kind contribution, resulting in a total cost of $16,582.24. This option maximizes the city's support for the trade show, ensuring substantial economic and community benefit while fostering important regional and international relationships. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rod. Does anyone have any comments or questions on this this proposal? Seeing none, would anyone like to make a motion? Councillor Volker moves. Okay. Do you want a second, Councillor Shepherd? Perfect. Councillor Lukak moves. Councillor Shepherd seconds. Once again, comments or questions? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous in house. Thank you. And online?
In favor.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. And Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Excellent. Unanimous. Thank you, everybody. Our next item, item 9C, so that is a request for decision, citywide metal waste collection program, once again presented by our acting CAO, Rod. Go ahead, Rod.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. So in relation to the request for decision, citywide metal waste collection program, with a citywide metal waste collection program, this would aim to address the accumulation of metal waste within Iqaluit by removing old vehicles, ATVs, and other material metal debris. The program will run for an eight-week period, which includes waiving tipping fees for residents, along with providing assistance for transporting larger items to the designated metal dump location. The benefits would be removal of significant amounts of metal waste from the city, reducing environmental hazards, improvement of the aesthetics and appearance of the community, reduce fire hazards, and collection of data to evaluate the impact of waiving tipping fees and potential changes in future fee structures. Disadvantages would be a temporary revenue loss due to the waiving of tipping fees. For policy implications, this program aligns with the city's strategic goals to improve environmental management, urban aesthetics, and to increase public safety. Staff is recommending that council approve the metal removal project as outlined, including waiving the tipping fees, provision of assistance to residents, and focused removal of abandoned vehicles. The total budget required for this will be approximately $150,000. So basically, staff recommends council approve the citywide metal collection waste program. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rod. We have any comments or questions at this time? Councillor Nuttuck, go ahead.
Yeah.
It's not written down, but... Propane?
Cast iron.
Barbecues?
Yeah, barbecues.
Oh, outside barbecues. What about those?
You're asking about the barbecues outside?
Yeah. Yeah, old barbecues.
Sure. I think it's probably going to apply to most metal debris, all metal debris. Yeah. Perfect. Any other comments or questions?
You got me there.
Go ahead, Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you. So I don't think we have any choice but to do this at this point in time. The problem has gotten so bad, and it's gotten so bad because of a lack of enforcement and a lack of policy within the city of Iqaluit. This needs to be, if it's done, a one-time event where we take on that responsibility. It's not the responsibility of the city of Iqaluit to subsidize the disposal of waste metal. I would be willing to make the motion to move forward with this on a sole condition that along with that motion is a portion requiring administration to engage with the government of Nunavut on a policy to implement an import tax on vehicles, with those revenues flowing directly to the city of Iqaluit. With those revenues in future, we can offset the costs that we're losing by disposing of these vehicles. Without an import tax, nothing like this should ever be considered again. And enforcement should be, I don't want to use the word ruthless, but I can't think of anything else right now. After the fact, we can't allow the problem to get to the situation it's in right now. So, you know, the only way I will support this tonight is if the motion specifically mentions a requirement for administration to immediately engage with the government of Nunavut on that import tax.
Thank you very much, Councillor Shepherd. I agree, this should not be the city's responsibility, but unfortunately it has become that because people just refuse to responsibly dispose of their old vehicles. I do agree that either to cover the cost of this, because people are clearly not willing to pay the fees at the dump, that we need either an import tax or alternatively, people have to renew their registration. Every single year, you have to go and pay to renew your registration. You know, why don't we add, if possible, a fee to that of, you know, $10 or $20 a year that goes towards end-of-life costs for a vehicle up to a maximum amount. You know, when you go to renew your registration every single year is another thing to consider that might be less onerous on the cost for people to implement. So just another thought, but I'm absolutely something needs to be done. I've had, I see Casey in the gallery there. We lost him again.
Yeah, Mayor, I also have a comment when you have a chance.
Yeah, for sure. We lost Councillor Shepherd again here, so I guess we'll take another pause. That you there, Councillor Shepherd, calling in?
Yeah, I'm just dialing in on my phone, so you'll have to forgive me if I screw this up somehow.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. We're almost done. So appreciate you calling back in. I don't know how much. I don't know when you left, but I was suggesting, if not an import tax, an annual fee when you renew your vehicle. That might not be as, you know, onerous financially for people to pay. So, Councillor Stevenson, you also had some comments?
Yeah, I did. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I'd like to thank Juanasi for coming in, and I know, obviously know him well, and know that his heart is in the right place for the citizens and the city of Iqaluit. I unfortunately, disagree with the idea of the city taking on the responsibility of waiving the fees to tip vehicles in our landfill. It's not a responsible choice. And, obviously there are problems with the situation at the moment. It's created a dearth of vehicles that are everywhere. But it's not the citizens of the paying citizens of Iqaluit's responsibility to pay for those who refuse to spend the money to dispose of their vehicles, their responsibility. I like both Deputy Mayor, your suggestion and the modification that Councillor Shepherd suggested. I won't be voting in favor of this program one way or the other, though. I think both those things should be explored immediately, but I'm not in favor of waiving tipping fees for vehicles at our landfill.
Thank you very much for your comments, Councillor Stevenson. Councillor Nuttak, go ahead.
Yes, I want to make a short comment, and I don't agree with the councillor that just spoke. There are two issues in front of us. There is the number and what?
Just a number.
When we're trying to come up with a number, us as councillors here, we don't make a profit with the money that we get from the vehicle tipping fees.
And
if we're not making a profit on it, and if we follow what was suggested, there are people who say that Iqaluit is their home, but a lot of them just leave and don't come back. And there are real long-term residents of Iqaluit that now live here like myself. And there are many of us that have moved from the outside of Iqaluit and moved here. And we have no intentions of moving anywhere else. And because of that, with the derelict vehicles in Iqaluit, there are just too many of them now, and we have very limited roads, and a lot of times we have to drive very slow and get to where we're going very slowly because of all the traffic. And even though there's a lot of traffic, there are also many old vehicles that were owned not just by Inuit. And with our request or with our way of charging people to dump them, I was one of the first councillors that wanted all of the unused vehicles to be documented. And this was done, and they would be marked with a bright paint, and they would be taken away by the city and into the dump. This is going to continue into the future with a derelict vehicle. It's just going to get worse and worse.
Thank you.
some of the tops are even sewn together. Oh, they look like they're intertwined with each other. There are so many of them. There are, I don't know how many vehicles came in this year, and I grew up in the Arctic, and if I had grown up not in the Arctic, then the fee may look better in my eyes if I was not born up here. But we used to be able to live not having to worry about money, but it's very different for us these days. I know money has benefited us, and we've been able to get money so we could operate things, and including the vehicles. But then there are too few people that like to pay to dump them, and that's why there's so many of them now. But we have to make a decision about them. Maybe if there are transient workers who have cars for a while, and if they're moving back to their hometown, they should take their vehicles back with them. So we should think of different things to do. Iqaluit used to look very nice in 1962 when I first came here. I came here before all the buildings were put up. And quite a bit after that, and I moved here, and then the whole land got filled with many different kind of houses and homes. But we're still lacking in homes. Maybe we should just remove all the old vehicles, and it will, the land will, you'll be able to see more of the land, and there'll be more room. We're going to try and always put a number on it, because the number of derelict vehicles is going to increase all the time, and there are previous counselors that can talk on the matter, but I'm just commenting a little bit on this from my own experience. Thank you.
Can I meet Councilor Natak for your comments? Okay, I think we've had some good conversation around this one. Would anyone, I know Councillor Shepherd, you talked about making a motion with some additions.
Well, I've got another comment that's completely separate from that at this point.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My concern on this right now is the lack of work that's been done to determine how many vehicles are actually out there. There's no mention of whether business entities that could easily afford this are going to be included in this amnesty. What the top business entities that are now hoarding large numbers of derelict vehicles from passing them out to individuals to be picked up for free. Something needs to be done, and I agree that something needs to be done. I just don't think we've done enough work to determine how this is going to work. It would be beneficial to have the city go out and determine what the actual demand is, what the need is. The budget required here is a very rough estimate, because we don't know, as far as I'm aware, how much is actually out there. I agree and disagree with all kinds of comments that were stated tonight, but at this point in time, I think we need to do more work before we consider a plan. I do believe something needs to be done, but I don't think we have enough laid out here to be able to make that decision.
Okay, thank you very much for your comments, Councillor Shepherd. Any further comments, Or are we just looking to defer this item? Or not go forward with it at all? So we would like to defer it. I think we need a motion to defer.
I would move to defer the motion, but only if there's... Yeah, if there's going to be work done between now and when we see this again, both in terms of engaging the government in Nunavut and, as Councillor Shepherd requested, more information.
So can we... I'll get Rod to speak to that maybe quickly before we...
I'll make a motion.
Okay. We'll just wait for Rod to comment on it first there, Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Yeah, absolutely. We can gather some additional information in relation to Council's concerns and bring that in at a later date.
Thank you very much, Rod. So, Councillor Shepherd, you move to defer. Is there a seconder?
I move to defer to give administration time to collect further information and engage with the government of Nunavut on import tax or revenue-generating opportunities to offset these costs.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Councillor Shepherd. Is there a seconder to the motion?
I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. So there is a motion to defer, let the city do a bit more work and engage with the government of Nunavut around this. There's no more comments or questions on this. I'll call for a vote. All in favor to defer? Okay, unanimous in-house and online.
Okay,
thank you, Councillor Shepherd and Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Okay, thank you. Unanimous all around. So looking forward to seeing this come back, because it'd be great to coming up with a solution together here, certainly. The last item we have here this evening under new business is just a presentation on the Apex Cemetery expansion, and that will be Kevin Kerr, our Director of Engineering and Capital Projects, presenting. So go right ahead, Kevin, when you're ready.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith, and good evening, Council. This is for information only. It doesn't require a decision of Council, and it's a brief presentation on some background where we are in next steps for the Apex Cemetery expansion. So a bit of background, the Apex Cemetery was established in 2014. The existing facility had some drainage issues. There was issues with groundwater and surface water. The city made some improvements to that, and it's been, I wouldn't say eliminated, but significantly reduced. And currently there's approximately 2 years of burial plots left, and the plan is to expand the cemetery to provide approximately 10 years of burial plots. The obviously the known, you know, there's risks of flooding, and they've been addressed through design that we've completed, and we're planning to go to tender. So the existing conditions, and I'm assuming you all have the presentation in front of you, so I'm flying a little blind here, so hopefully you're just following along. The existing conditions, the first picture you see, just shows where the existing cemetery is in the background, and then the proposed expansion in the foreground. In the four areas fenced in are test pits that were dug to determine groundwater issues and soil conditions. The second picture identifying on the existing conditions slide just shows the current child burial area. And the plan is to extend that and add a number of new burial plots for children, and that would be towards the background or the back, away from that existing child burial area. So the design proposal that we've completed and are ready to go to tender with is in the expansion areas to build that area up so that we get out of the groundwater issues and grade it so that we eliminate some of the storm or the surface water issues. We'll improve ditching around the cemetery to, again, avoid some of the issues with groundwater and surface water that we've had in the past. We'll add a secondary gate similar to the one that's in place now. We'll add some additional parking. And phase one of this expansion should accommodate or allow for approximately 470 burial plots, with another 240 or so to be considered in phase two. The expansion also allows for 24 additional infant burial plots. The proposed work shows you an aerial view or a plan view of what's where this is. It's adjacent to the existing facility. And phase one, our plan is to go to tender at this immediately. We'll put the RFT out and hopefully be back to council September 10th with a recommendation for award. We'll start phase one work this year. We'll do the first kind of lift. We'll put in a geotextile over the existing ground. We'll put in some larger rocks so that it improves drainage. And then we'll come back in the spring, top that up, do the things that are a little more aesthetic, the gate, the parking areas, that sort of thing. Which I've jumped ahead. I guess that talks a little bit about that in phase one construction, what we're talking about. The budget for this project that's been approved by council is $3 million. The total estimate for phase one is about $1.95 million, and the total with the second stage is, I think, comes in about $2.4 million. So well within the current approved budget. And what we're recommending is what our plan is to go ahead with the design and construction of phase one beginning this year, finish it next year, and then look at phase two in 6 or 7 years before we utilize all the burial plots, so that we have a game plan and we have an area ready when the time comes, and not be painting ourselves into a corner and have, you know, wait till the last minute and then be worried about time. So that's basically a really quick and dirty update as to where we are. I'll answer any questions if there are any.
Thank you very much for your presentation, Kevin. I have a quick question for you. I understand that we have to kind of raise and deal with drainage issues. Is there a plan to, and I know you said something, to add things more aesthetic, but are we just filling this in with gravel, or are we going to provide an infill on top of that that gives opportunity for plant life to come back? So when people visit their loved ones, they aren't just coming to a gravel plot with crosses in it. So it'd be nice if there was an opportunity for nature to come back as well. Go ahead.
So I'm going to look to Murray. I don't think right now there's a plan for that, but that can certainly be added. I think the plan is to build it up, and it would be similar to what's existing. And I think what's existing is gravel with some stones, and there's not a lot of greenery other than around the edges.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I think it would be just something to think about going forward, to kind of make this space beautiful if we can, as much as we possibly can. But it's more of a comment. But any other questions or comments on the presentation? Seeing none there. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Just wanted to say thank you, and we'll be back in a month's time or so with a recommendation.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Okay. There's no motion or anything needed, so there's no in-camera session. this evening either, so the last thing is adjournment. So, motion to adjourn. You're moving? All right, Councillor Nuttuck moves. Councillor Glucock seconds. All in favor for adjournment. Unanimous in-house and online. All right, thank you very much, gentlemen. We will see you all next time. Thank you for calling in. I know it was a difficult meeting, and once again, thank you to Lisa and Andrew, our interpreters tonight.